Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, right here at 2:30 on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the World Wide Web at WPITAM.com. We are pre-recorded today, and that's because the Slaviani Folk Ensemble is performing for Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church's Picnic in Robinson Township. We have a full slate of announcements and some news from the Rusyn homeland, so let's get started with Nebudu Tu Pidudale from Lomkovina. Sunday, August 28th is a busy day for Rusyns all over the United States, so let's start in the Cleveland area. The 64th One World Day will take place on Sunday the 28th from 1 until 5 p.m. at Rockefeller Park. This One World Day is presented by the Cleveland Cultural Gardens Federation and will feature guided tours of the gardens, which include the Russian Gardens, a rededication of the Ukrainian Gardens. There will also be dancers. There will be a parade of flags. And at 3:30, there will be posting of flags and opening ceremonies of naturalization ceremonies event of U.S. citizens. Free transportation will be provided. So if you're interested and live in the Cleveland area, the One World Day celebration, please go to this website, clevelandculturalgardens.org. If you live in the Pittsburgh area, on Sunday, the 28th of August, will be the 70th Lucia Kermesh. The Lucia Kermesh picnic celebration is for Lemko descendants representing villages from the northern slopes of the Carpathian Mountains in present-day southeastern Poland and formerly the province of Galicia, Austro-Hungarian Empire. This will take place at Campground 70, which is 1 mile north of Bentleyville, Pennsylvania, which is between Washington and Belle Vernon. Just turn off exit 32B and follow the Kermesh signs. If you're interested in the Lucia Kermesh, please give Joe and Diana Perun a call at 724-239-2737. Next, let's go to Grupa Rosa from Vojvodina.
Шелом коні, шелом шліві поможе. Каті ідеш, де путуєш, мої пані? Чому хаб'яш, дівче, стоявше саме? Каті ідеш, де путуєш, мої пані? Чому ці дівче вше саме? Путуєш, мої пані, чому хаб'яш дівче своє ще саме? Каті ідеш, це путуєш, мої пані, чом ці дівче ще саме? Єден поможе, коти ідеш, це путуєш, мої пані. Чому хаб'яш, дівче, своє вше саме? Коти ідеш, це путуєш, мої пані. Чом ці дівче вше саме? Мать дівочка, смутний очка, йой Боже, без любого, без мілого не може. Коти ідеш, це путуєш, мої пані. Чому хаб'яш, дівче, своє вше саме? Коти ідеш, це путуєш, мої пані. Чому хаб'яш, дівче, своє вше саме? Чому хаб'яш, дівче, своє
вше саме?
The last event that will take place on Sunday, August 28th, will be the makeup date for Mushroom Walk 2. Mushroom Walk 2 will take place in Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights, New York, at 11 a.m., again, on Sunday the 28th. The New York chapter invites all to participate in the second annual Mushroom Walk by our good friend, longtime radio supporter, and mushroom expert Steve Rock at Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights. The weather is warm and the woods are teeming with mushrooms. Steve will provide the participant the art and the science of finding and picking mushrooms, which is an integral part of everyday Russian cuisine and an everyday part of my cuisine, because I love mushrooms. Whether you are knowledgeable or new to mushrooms, you will find this a pleasant and learning experience. You'll spend 60 to 90 minutes collecting wild mushrooms, depending on the weather and other conditions. Then you'll get together and discuss what you found. Light refreshments will be available, and they will decide on the length of the time that they will have for mushroom hunting when you get there. So, once again, that is the makeup date for Mushroom Walk 2, to be held Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights, New York, on Sunday, the 28th of August. For more information about this, give our good friend Jerry Chanda a call at area code 609-882-4872, or email him at this address, jchanda@c-rs.org. Next, enjoy this number from Zakarpattia. Even though the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program is fully supported by the Carpatha Russin Society, we still need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. I really enjoy doing this every week for the last, I think it's been 7 or 8 years, and I really hope to stay on the air more than 61 years, like our good friend Michael Komachak, who's on at 1 o'clock. But for me to do that, I do need your financial support. So if you're interested in making a donation to the Carpatha Russin Society, maybe you have an anniversary coming up, a birthday, or you have a remembrance of a loved one, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or send me some email, russinradio@c-rs.org, and I'll be more than happy to tell you how you can donate to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. Your continued support is integral to this program, as well as the other radio programs here on WPIT, or wherever you may be listening to them in the United States, or maybe in another country. We can't survive without listener support. If you love your Russian culture, or other cultures for that matter, please consider giving us a donation. Let's go back to Lemkovina with Zahorame Zalisame. Today's Russian news story comes from the village of Jakubiany in Spiš County. Jakubiany is the hometown of our good friend Marianne Sivak, who is chief financial analyst of the Carpatho-Russian Society. Jakubiany, which has the largest village number of Russian Greek Catholics in Slovakia, celebrated the 100-year anniversary of the completion of St. Peter and Paul Byzantine Catholic Church. The church was completed in 1911. According to Father Damian Saraka, who is the pastor in Jakubiany, in the past there were wooden churches in the village. However, either fires or woodworms would destroy the wood. So a decision was made to make a new brick building in 1904. Between 1904 and 1911, liturgies were celebrated in the local religious school, which is now the pastoral center. Considerable funding for the new church came from Russian immigrants who came to America to work in the mills and mines. The Church of St. Peter and Paul holds approximately 800 people. The building itself is on the list of protected cultural monuments in Slovakia. A similar church can be found in the town of Debrecen, Hungary, which was probably the inspiration for St. Peter and Paul in Jakubiany. Did you also know that Jakubiany is a village, not a town, and has the largest village number of Russian Greek Catholics? According to local data, there live about 2,200 Byzantine Catholics in Jakubiany. The church contains relics and icons of bishops Vasil Hopko and Paul Goidich. The tower in Jakubiany has a height of approximately 150 feet, and the area inside the church is roughly 4,800 square feet. Congratulations to the people in Jakubiany and to the Church of St. Peter and Paul. This next number goes out to them. This is from Jakubiany's folk ensemble, Kechera. This is called Jakubianska Dilka. Mark your calendar for the 7th annual Carpatha Rusyn Vatra, Rusyn Day celebration, on Saturday, September 17th, noon until midnight. Rain or shine, free admission, all are welcome to come to this Carpatha Rusyn Vatra, which is sponsored by the Cleveland and the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapters of the Carpatha Rusyn Society. There will be food, music, entertainment by Slaviani Folk Ensemble and other ensembles as well. The kitchen opens at 12 noon. There will be a Slavonic liturgy and a panachida at 4 p.m. and party throughout the night at the Vatra. So if you're interested in the 7th annual Carpatha Rusyn Vatra, which all of the proceeds go to the Carpatha Rusyn Cultural Center in Munhall, please call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045 or call Jim at 330-544-0107 or send them some email, cleveland@c-rs.org. If you live in the New Jersey area on that same day, Saturday the 17th of September, the New Jersey chapter of the CRS presents their annual meeting and film at 2 p.m. This will take place at Holy Resurrection Orthodox Church, 285 French Hill Road in Wayne, New Jersey. Following the New Jersey chapter's annual meeting, parts 2 and 3 of The Incredible Journey, the Eastern Europeans of Northeastern Pennsylvania will be shown. For more information about the New Jersey chapter's annual meeting, please call Carol Morrison at area code 201-445-1598. As we finish today's program with two songs from our good friend Maria Machushkova, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program and invite you to join us again next week, right here at 2:30 p.m. Pittsburgh time on AM 73 WPIT and streaming on live at WPITAM.com. Have a great week. Trimajte sa krasne, shchastlivo i s Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730.
Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.